You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Is it too late in the process, though, to change that?
Nothing's too late, bro. Everything's made up in politics.
The Wire.
As a result of Israel's war on Gaza, almost 2 million people in the Gaza Strip are at risk of famine and disease and are in urgent need of food and medical aid as a result of Israel's mass destruction of civilian infrastructure. This is on top of the 39,400 Palestinians who have been killed throughout the course of the conflict. With the government set to implement its new tax cut policy today, a campaign was launched by organizer Hayden Eastman Main, calling for Kiwis to donate their tax cuts to aid organizations in Gaza, aptly named Give Your Tax Cut to Gaza. Hayden came down to the studio to station earlier today to tell us about the campaign and how Kiwis can donate their tax cuts. To start off, can you tell us a bit about the campaign and your calls to New Zealanders who might be interested in it?
Yeah, sure. Well, I don't know about you, but every friend and family member I talk to is just kind of pretty appalled and shocked and feeling pretty helpless about what's going on in Gaza. And I don't know, that's totally understandable. You know, like 39,000 people have been killed now. And it's been going for 9 months. And there's been no ceasefire, no real political intervention or action. And so, yeah, but I think that's really dangerous if people start to feel helpless, because that's when people start to turn away and disengage, and that just allows it to continue going on. People continue to get killed. So, yeah, I wanted to set this up basically as something where people could feel like they were helping, like physically helping on the ground. So, yeah, it's called Give Your Tax Cut to Gaza. It's timed when most New Zealanders who are working are going to be getting a tax cut starting from today. And it's asking people to go to taxcutsforgaza.nz. You can put in your salary, find out what your tax cut's going to be each month, and then you can choose how much you might want to give to Relief Aid, which is the charity we're giving all donations to.
Can you tell us a bit about Relief Aid and the work they've done in Gaza?
Yeah, sure. They're really amazing, actually. I looked around for different causes and charities that we could give the proceeds of this campaign to, and someone kind of showed me Relief Aid's work. It's a New Zealand founded charity, founded by this guy Mike Seawright, who's a pretty amazing character. They specialize in delivering aid where it's needed most, like in the most severe conflict zones. So they're around the world at the moment. They're in the Ukraine, they're in Syria, they're in Gaza. And yeah, they're doing pretty heroic work. They've got a team of about 20 people. Three of them have been killed so far in the conflict. And they've delivered aid to more than 300,000 people on the ground in Gaza. So yeah, every cent of this campaign is going directly to their efforts in Gaza.
How's the response been to the campaign so far since it launched?
Pretty good. I mean, I've literally just got up this morning and hit go on it. So I'm not sure. It's got a nice response on social media so far. And if people want to kind of toe talk all that and share it on Instagram, we're at Tax Cuts for Gaza. But yeah, we'll see. I haven't checked how much money's actually been given yet. But yeah, everything in this campaign has been donated. I've been doing it in my spare time and building it with a few friends. We've had amazing kind of graphic design and billboards donated to us. So basically anything we raise, we'll be really stoked with.
Again, for our listeners who might be interested, what's the process of donating their tax cuts?
Yeah, so you go to, you could Google Give Your Tax Cut to Gaza, or just go to taxcutsforgaza.nz, and then it'll bring you through the process. You've calculate what your tax cut is. You can choose how much you want to give. You don't have to give all of your tax cut. Give a quarter of it, half of it, whatever you want. The default is then to donate that monthly, but you know, if you can't afford that, a one-off donation is really powerful as well. You know, I really get that people are struggling in New Zealand at the moment, but you know, some people are doing okay, and for those people, they might not even notice their tax cut really day to day, but you know, it would make a huge difference to someone on the ground in Gaza who's just trying to survive in a completely devastated war zone.
And that was Hayden Eastman Main talking to us about a campaign calling for New Zealanders to donate their tax cuts to Relief Aid in Gaza. If you're interested in taking part in this campaign and donating, you can donate on their website, taxcutsforgaza.nz.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.